This is the Valley Heights Girls Locker Room Chat here on 92.1 KMZA. Johnny came back with you, and joining me now is Jordan Brockstrom, head coach of the Mustang Girls. And, well, Coach, two more wins last week since we've last talked on Thursday, a grinded-out 55-54 win over Frankfort, and then you followed that up on Friday with a dominant performance over Centralia, winning 56-30. So you are now 13-1 on the year and a perfect 7-0 in the Twin Valley Leagues. But overall, just looking back at those two games, what were your thoughts?
I was pleased to go away with two wins, that's for sure. You know, that was having those games back-to-back, having Frankfort on Thursday and Centralia on Friday, that's a tough lineup in your schedule. I was really pleased with how we played in those games, especially the second half against Frankfort, and then really through the entirety of the Centralia game. I thought our girls played with really a lot of defensive grit and determination, and they looked pretty good on the floor, so I was pleased with them.
Yeah, and against Frankfort, I mean, that was really one of the closer games you've had here as of late, dating back to really, you know, back in early February. So that game, it was just kind of a grinded-out game again where your girls just had to find a way to win. So how would you describe just that game, a simple fact of another one of those grinded-out win games for your girls?
Well, so against Frankfort, they're a good outside shooting team, and they laid it on us. We had to deal with a barrage of three-pointers in the first half. And we probably stayed in the zone for a little too much time in the second quarter. And, you know, they were up 7 at halftime. And then the second half, they were still kind of hitting from the outside. And it was just they were shooting well. And we had to just play really good defense the second half and claw our way back into it. And it was a really good game all the way down the stretch. And they had a really impressive shot to send to overtime. Then we kind of traded baskets and I think that game could have gone on forever and the score would have bounced back and forth all night. But luckily, when the buzzer sounded, we were able to be up on top.
Yeah, and you look at the schedule where your thing said now here to finish off the regular season. You're going to play now four more games before the regular season comes to an end. You're going to lose that Clifton-Clyde game that you were supposed to play on Tuesday, but you will play Washington County coming up next week and along with Onega on Friday, Blue Valley as well. And then you also throw in there Rossville next week as well. But when you look just at this schedule, I know it's been kind of a tough year. You're not going to get to play Donovan West. You're not going to get to play Clifton-Clyde. Just how weird has the schedule been as far as not only that, but just the league go as well? With, you know, we're going to be undefeated possibly here down the stretch, but not get able to play like a Donovan West.
Yeah, it's really been tough. It seems like our schedule is just ever changing. You know, we have three more league games, and then we have Rossville to end the season, but it's after the standings for sub-state will be determined. And that was a game that was supposed to be played before Christmas break. So games are all over the place, and there's really only so much time to fit them in when they're being canceled on, like, you know, this Monday and Tuesday, and you're trying to find a week to get them in. It's just really challenging. But, you know, in hindsight, I try to think, you know, if somebody told me at the beginning of the year that you'll get the full season in and only missed two games, I'd probably shook on that and said, yeah, we'll take it. So trying to think as positive as we can about it and just be thankful that we can make it through to postseason and see where we finish.
And again, looking ahead here, coming up on Friday, you've got Onega on your home floor. What do you look at here with this matchup with the Buffaloes?
They're actually a team I don't know much about. I really haven't seen them in person all year. And I do have a little bit of knowledge of some of the girls they have returning from previous years, but they have a new coach, and I'm sure they're going to be playing scrappy, and they've got nothing to lose, you know, so they're going to lay it all on the line, and hopefully we can just stay focused and, you know, control what we can control, and I think we're playing well right now, and hopefully we can continue that trend in the next couple of weeks.
Well, Coach Zern, you wish you the best of luck here coming up against Onega on Friday night, and again, congrats on the win over Frankfort and Centralia last week, but thank you for taking the time, as always. We'll talk to you one final time next week.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
All right, Coach. Thank you. Again, Jordan Brockstrom, head coach of the Valley Heights Girls, joining us on our locker room chats here on 92.1 KMZA.